David Hobbs, Leadership Development Minister for Camping and Christian Formation. We're having a conversation today about the camping program, Camping and Retreats Ministries program, and you have an introduction to make.
Yes, I'd love to take the time here to the last year we've had the opportunity to bring someone on board. Actually, the Board of Camps is very happy as of, I guess we interviewed folks in April, but I had the opportunity to interview some very capable candidates, and we were able to hire someone with a lot of gifts, a lot of freshness to our camping system here, and actually the last 3 months has been on board, and we've been very very impressed and very happy to have him as part of our team. So I'd like to introduce Patrick Newton. He was originally, I guess he can share a little bit, but from Alabama with the camps down there. And so far we've had a great opportunity to have him on board up at our Pictured Rock site up by Monticello, and been doing a great job. So we're glad to have him here today to share a little more about what's going on too with the camps up there.
Great. So, Patrick, welcome to the Iowa Conference family and to the Camping and Retreat Ministry of the Iowa Annual Conference.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good. David mentioned a little bit about your journey here. Say a little bit more, if you would.
Yeah, I'm originally from Indiana and grabbed a passion for camping at a young age. My dad's a Methodist pastor, and he was involved with camping my entire life. And anyway, so Through my experiences in Indiana, ended up in Alabama prior to coming to Iowa, where I was the program director of a large camp called Blue Lake, a Methodist camp down there. And my wife and I have been here since May, and so far we're loving it up here.
Yeah. So you jumped right in with both feet in the deep end of the pool.
Yeah, yeah. We got here just a couple weeks before campers started arriving, and it's been a great experience. They have an awesome staff at Pictured Rocks, and were it not for those staff, the summer would have been much different. Very capable individuals there, including our assistant director, Ann, and they've helped to guide me through through the summer, and we had a really great summer.
What were some of the good aspects of it?
We had all kinds of what I really like about Pictured Rocks, what made me excited about this opportunity, is there's so much potential at the site. And you see that in the summer with the kids as they explore the caves and explore the natural rock bluffs out there, and go on the hikes and have the outdoor campfires. I think what's unique about Pictured Rocks is the fact that a lot of the activities we do involve us experiencing the natural beauty and the natural creation that's already there. We didn't necessarily have to build a lot of stuff to have a good time at camp and to explore and learn and grow. So that's really unique. And so it was just great this summer to see children who had never been in a cave before and were maybe nervous about that, making it all the way to the back of the cave and out, and that's a newfound joy that they have, or their first time ever climbing up the side of a giant rock wall. It was just really cool to see that interaction, and that's why we do what we do, is to provide experiences for campers to grow, both in that sort of activity, sort of fun way, but also in their spiritual growth. And that was fun to watch as well, as the interaction between the staff and the spiritual directors that we had come out this summer from our churches. That interaction as they went about their activities today, they also got that opportunity to grow their faith each day, and that was that's of course why we do what we do. And so it's really exciting when you see those things starting to click in the minds of the campers that come to camp.
When some of the campers came, first timers or for the first day of their week, I'm sure there was some getting to know you kinds of things for them with their groups. Probably a little bit of that for you too with mm-hmm. them. How did that ice kind of get broken?
Well, I think really the easiest way for that to happen in a camp environment is that no matter who you are, whether the director or the kitchen staff or the guy out doing the weed eating, is that you're willing to let down your guard mm-hmm. and just show yourself for who you are. And if you're asking the kids to do a silly song, that you're the most silly of the bunch. You know, you really have to jump in with both feet, and that that really goes a long way to break that ice. Once they realize that, hey, this person's the leader of this group of staff, and he's still willing to, you know, to do the funny song or the dance around or to, you know, play the game. They really react to that and respond, and that helps a lot, I think, with breaking that ice. So,
and what's your favorite silly song from this summer?
Oh, there's so many. We did a cool version of, they called the karate song, but it's the old song, I Will Magnify the Lord. But there's karate motions and hi-yahs and all kinds of stuff mixed in. So that's probably one of my fun ones that I learned this summer.
You've seen this song in action, David.
I did. I have to be honest. Not only did I get around to the camps just to visit with site directors and different folks. This summer, I got to be a spiritual director. I did this summer before at Pitcher Rocks and got to see all the kids and see the staff in action and watching Patrick and some of the college students who we hire, which are very capable, very gifted young people. They tried to teach me the karate song. I'm still not there yet, but I'm trying to catch all the moves, and it's pretty cool. And the kids really, really do love it. So we're grateful. And just another side note, I got to watch for those 3 days the staff there and how the interaction with Patrick, and just very, very easy going, and he works so well with all the staff. So we're very, you know, the board of camps and myself, just so happy that he's on board because it's working so well there. So we're glad for that.
Good. Now, one of the things that the two of you have mentioned is that this is camping, but it's more than camping. It's more than a tent. It's more than taking a swim in a stream or a field trip to a cave. There's the spiritual dimension of camping in the Iowa Conference Camp and Retreat Ministry. Say a little bit more about that.
And I can probably speak to that too, or both of us, but I think, you know, our whole goal is, I mean, obviously there's a lot of these fun things we do. It, you know, we have the beautiful landscapes and the areas that, and it's different at each camp. So there's ways to do different kind of activities that really can be a lot of fun. But ultimately, weaved in the midst of all that, and our goal is, as directors and programming, is to weave Jesus Christ into that so they know about him, know that he loves them, and that there's a gift in their own hearts from him to be there by their sides. Because they're only at camp for 4 or 5 days at the most, and our whole thought pattern is that when they're in high school or in college, they'll remember about that, and they'll bring those experiences, those faith experiences back to their heart and not forget that God's going to help them through. So we do a lot of that. Let Patrick speak a little.
Say a little bit about some of those spiritual evolutions.
Yeah, the camping ministry is very unique in that we everything we do is very intentional, and the reason camps oftentimes are in the middle of nowhere, the reason that you don't get an awesome cell phone signal, the reason that you don't have, you know, TVs and media all around you is because we very intentionally are trying to show youth and adults and children opportunities to connect with their Creator. And especially nowadays, with the world as busy and as much, you know, media and things like that being bombarded at our youth, it's very, very important that they get those experiences at camp. And, you know, I often tell my staff that were it not for the fact that we are taking the opportunity to share Christ with the kids that come to camp in the summer, we wouldn't be doing camp. Other camps don't do that, and they have other goals and objectives. Our objective is that you grow as a person. You grow spiritually, you grow physically, you grow in character, and all that to build a better person. And we're also, I think another way that we sort of stand out is that our focus isn't necessarily on the initial decision that you make. While that's very important, and that does happen at our camps, we're seeing kids summer after summer after summer, and many of these kids are coming from our churches. And so we very intentionally are helping to foster and grow that faith, because while it is important to make that initial decision for Christ, which we've all had to do at some point in our lives, it's perhaps more important after that step that we're fostering that relationship, you know, daily and having that time set apart where you come to camp and do that and make that a practice in your life each day, whether it be Bible studies or evening worships or prayers before mealtimes, whatever it is, we're instilling a small hope that when you leave this place, you'll continue with some of this on your own once you go home and that you've grown. Very much so, that's our goal and that's our intent. And I really feel strongly that if that wasn't our intent, I know I wouldn't be a part of the ministry that we do there.
Any snapshots from this summer that they can share of some of those journeys?
I think is we talked a lot about this summer about each week we had similar stories and Bible study times, but I think in particular the parable of the soil with the seeds, we that's the first thing that we covered each day of the summer this summer, and we had a craft that went along with it for the younger kids where they actually would make a little container for a seed to grow, and as those kids went home, that grew, and we heard back from them that how excited the kids were for those seeds to grow, and it was sort of I think for a lot of the younger kids, a very visual, like, this is what can happen with my faith as mm-hmm. I plant it, and we, you know, it's just amazing as you're sitting in small group times and Bible times to hear kids of all ages starting to make connections in their lives. And we talked about, you know, mustard seed and how the mustard seed is the smallest of seeds but can grow into the largest of plants, and how just because they're perceived to be kids doesn't mean that they can't already be planting seeds or, you know, making a difference in the lives of others. And hearing them make those connections is particularly You could sense that they were beginning to grasp some of those concepts, and hopefully that they took that home with them after they left camp and, you know, had their seed growing to remind them of the things that we had talked about. So,
Now your season is completed.
Yeah. Ours at Pictured Rocks has just ended. Yeah.
Correct. So there's next year, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of time in between now and next year.
Correct.
You've a chance to do some thinking, some dreaming, some visioning. You feel comfortable in sharing any of that?
Yeah. I think as I look at Pictured Rocks, like I said earlier, there's a lot of potential at the camp. And I think my vision for the camp is that we would, as we move forward, that we would be known around the conference as a camp that sees its identity in the helping and the supporting and the service to the local church. I feel like that's one area that we can help the church, and you know, in lots of ways, and that can mean lots of different things. But and so hopefully as we move forward, you'll see more opportunities for whether it be at our facility or even offsite for us to click in with the local church and support the ministries that are happening, because I think that's why we exist, is to support the local church ministry. And so, you know, we'll see more specifics later, but as I've had time to think and reflect, and so I think you'll see Pictured Rocks more often out around the conference, whether it be just representatives from the camp or actual, you know, marketing pieces or whatever. You'll see more from us and hear more from us, but you'll also see more opportunities to connect with us as we're attempting to support the ministries around the conference. And, you know, that's my vision, is that when people hear Pictured Rocks, they think that's a camp that really cares about what's happening in our local church and is finding things and ways and programs to help support what we're trying to accomplish in our churches.
Well, I'd like to say, I mean, kind of concur with what Patrick said, is the whole goal of not only Pictured Rocks, but our other camps, Okoboji and Wesley Woods, is we're trying to put some different kind of programming, and part of that programming is not just site-specific. It's definitely going to be holding different kind of events out into the areas where the churches are at and what we can do to support them. We've talked about just a few examples. Talked about even in some rural communities where they can't do their own vacation Bible school. Mm-hmm. We already do that somewhat, but even in the fall or the spring or an after-school program, maybe putting together with two little churches out there at the community center in a community to support them, to put some, four of our college students there to support a vacation Bible school or an after-school training. And it just supports that ministry that they have out there. And so we're looking at a lot of opportunities like that. And we're talking with the districts about that and with the different pastors. So we're again, just grateful to have a lot of ideas. Part of them is from our existing directors and having, Patrick on board to give us new ideas and to look at things, kind of stepping back and looking at things and give us some fresh perspective. So, but we're excited. We're really excited about the future and look forward to build a team and I think we have some great people to do that, and we got some wonderful churches to work with too. So,
good. Well, David and Patrick, thanks for the time. Thanks for the snapshots of life at Pictured Rocks, and welcome to the Iowa Conference family. Look forward to your being so much a part of the ministry of camping and retreat ministries, and as it also forms the Christian faith in young and not so young alike. Thank you.
Thank you very much.